I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to It's Your Funeral, the podcast where we interview guests about the most important day of their afterlives. As ever, I'm here with my death partner, Sam Hammond, aka Vom Cruise. How are you, Sam?
Hungover, tired, lonely.
Sam, you say that every single time.
No, I don't.
It's been a while since we recorded. Have you been to any funerals, Sam?
No, I've not. But I've heard that I've been reading online, supposedly some animals have funerals. elephants have funerals. If one of them dies, they all turn up and hang out, yeah, and have a look. And magpies as well.
Sam also always brings the
little
factoids. As ever, guys, we want to hear from you at home about any weird, strange, funny death or funeral based stories. Please send them into pod@itsyourfuneral@gmail.com. That's pod@itsyourfuneral@gmail.com. We'll read out the best ones, but as ever, we have a guest. Our guest today is actor, singer songwriter and, from what I've heard, potentially or maybe already a podcast host herself, Lisa Moorish. Lisa, how are you?
I'm really good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's lovely to have you. Now, is that true? Are you going to get into the world of podcasting? Are you in it?
I'm one of those slash, one of those, right? Yeah, I'm getting into that world with a really good, great company called MediaWorks. They do wonderful things with young people. And it's going to be based on the emergence of Black Britain through music.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it should be good.
Excellent. I have a note here that says that you've described yourself as a heckler of racists. Now, how does that manifest itself,
you've been
Lisa?
Working me up.
Yeah.
Well, literally heckling racists, really.
But I mean, are you like
tell
a
some racist to fuck
I
off
troll
now?
Troll them.
Are you a vigilante? You go down around the streets looking for them?
No, I just sort of keyboard warrior, really, from behind the keyboard. I'd like to go around the streets if I could get away with that, but probably best I don't, really. It'd be a bit mental, wouldn't it?
I've seen you at work on Twitter with that. Yeah, calling people out is great. It's very entertaining and good, doing
I'm glad
solid work.
Really? So you're glad you are entertained by it?
Yeah, yeah.
Laughing at me, getting really angry.
No, it's solid work.
Mocking them. I mock them. A mocker of racists. I might change it to that.
I feel like if Sam had come out and said, no, I think the work you do heckling racists is appalling, that might have looked bad on Sam.
Or made me look like a complete twat.
Well, it may have made you both look like a complete twat. I think heckling and mocking and abusing racists is probably a very good thing.
It's fine, yeah. You can, yeah.
We were just talking about the cancel culture thing, and we were saying, well, I've dragged you into it. You didn't
That's
say
fine.
It, did you? I did.
Drag me.
Just that, you know, we should cancel all racists, but everyone else maybe just have a sense of humour, just don't, just walk away and don't listen or take part if you don't like it.
I mean, call me cynical or commonsensical maybe, but I feel like with cancel culture, you know, yes, it's obvious who you should cancel and who you shouldn't. You cancel the racists,
it's obvious,
you cancel the homophobes, you cancel the assholes, but maybe there's some kind of element that's changed in the generation gap where there are lots of people at home on their computers who've never left their rooms, who are just trying to get have their voice by cancelling anyone who pretty much says anything.
That's about it in a nutshell, isn't it?
I think I've summed it up. Now we're on the, this is of course It's Your Funeral, we're on the subject of funerals. Lisa, what is your funeral based experience?
Do you know what? Can I just say as well, the magpie thing, I love magpies and I can't believe they have funerals. I like them even more now.
Oh, have a look on YouTube. I found a few.
I want to go to one. Maybe you know this whole one for sorrow, one two for joy, that whole thing. Mm. Do you, you didn't agree.
I don't know what you just
know.
Said.
So there's a thing, we're going off on one here, but we're still on funeral, subject of funerals. So you asked me my experience. I don't have experience of going to magpie funerals, but I might. So there's a thing. Do you know about this, Sam? One for sorrow, two for joy, three for a girl, four for a boy, six for silver, seven for gold.
I have heard that.
And I've got it wrong. But that. So you can go up to 12, I think. 9 for a funeral. and I've seen the sort of, sometimes there's like, oh my God, there's like 1, 2, 3, there's like 12 of them fluttering around. Probably a magpie funeral.
Might be. Honestly, yeah. If one of them dies, they gather around and they all sort of pay
respects.
That's
what I've seen.
And they bring little gifts. You know, they're like, they're kind of like the chavs of the bird world. Well, don't they? They steal everyone's jewellery and stuff.
This is why I like them so much.
Yeah, they're great.
Hold on. I like to play devil's advocate, Sam knows, but are you sure they're at a funeral or there's just some bird seed on the fucking floor?
No, if one of them dies, they come and they bring it gifts that they've nicked off like humans.
Or
like,
they're cannibals.
I'm going to go to one and get loads of gear and loads of stuff.
Sam, they're cannibals. They're eating their fellow magpie.
They bring it like ring pulls and stuff and they're like, you know, see you later, mate. Thank you. Really
why
nice
waste your
you.
Friends? I mean, why not just eat
well,
them? I
knew that we'd get into magpie funerals. I just knew we would. Lisa.
Sorry. So, okay, my experience with funeral, you asked me a question.
Yes, go for it. Yeah.
They're extremely intelligent. I like them. My experience of funerals, I sadly, of course, obviously with, it can be turned around into, you know, cause there's always a bit of humour with funerals that can be brought into people dying. but yeah, I've been to quite a few now. I'm in my 40s, so luckily I'm not at the age yet where, I mean, my dad, bless him, is going to funerals every week. And it's sort of a thing where people get to a certain age and they just go, oh, he's West Indian. Before I do an accent, maybe you can't work out. It's so terrible. You know, oh, I'm going to so-and-so's funeral next week, you know, and he kind of doesn't really, I hope I didn't sound like that one in Little Mix that time, it's a Jamaican accent. You went red. He's gone, right.
In my head, all I was thinking was, I'm glad you said that you're West Indian, otherwise this could have gone like, for the audience.
Let's not get into the whole colorism thing and all of that, you know, the sort of melanin art thing about me. But so he will talk about funerals every week and it's just, there's not much sort of sadness. It's a thing and it's, you know, I mean, actually talking about that, I've been to quite a few West Indian funerals because obviously I'm half Jamaican, my stepdad's Guyanese, and it's a really different thing to British sort of Christian based, you know, sort of white. I'll call them white. I'm going to say that. Mm. Be offended, you cunt. Okay. And can I say that? It's too late now.
I just did.
And, you know, basically it's quite joyous. There's a massive party after with massive speakers.
Celebratory.
You know, a proper Shabeen vibe. Goes on for hours, a lot of drinking, decent, tons of food, a lot of weed. You know, you throw brandy on the coffin before it's sort of, you know, when you stand around it and they've chucked some weed in and it's it's good times, you know. I mean, it's obviously sad. People get sad and it's especially if it's been something tragic, but that's the way you celebrate a West Indian and it will be in a church. There'll be lots of singing and sort of celebratory vibe rather than this.
Lisa, we've recorded maybe 4 or 5 of these now and you have just pulled out the greatest sounding funerals by miles. So
you white people just to don't, no
yeah, we don't
missing.
Have any idea. Because so brandy on, did you say brandy on?
Brandy the, or whatever, usually in, brandy or rum. Rum.
On the casket.
On the casket,
can we
yeah,
come
give
next
it a quick
time.
Pour. Yeah,
weed,
yeah.
Throwing weed I'll down there as well. Does anyone feel like that's a bit of a waste?
Depends how good the friend was, I guess.
Is anyone down there just trying to grab it straight after the thing?
I don't think so.
And then the most important thing that I picked up there that Sam obviously will, you know, I'd like to think you'll have a big opinion on, Sam. What we've talked about with most of our guests is how at the wake of funerals, usually the buffet options are poor and, you know, dare I say it, slightly Morrison's-esque or Aldi-esque.
Cheese and pineapple. But I quite like those.
Sounds like it's a great spread.
It's a proper spread. I mean, curry, it will be probably 5 women, 10 women even sort of cooking, you know, and bringing all their food. There's a lot of food. And it's a good party and everyone gets fucked and it's great. You know, that's the vibe. Celebration.
Is it possible to does anyone crash the funeral? Because I feel for research purposes, maybe Sam and I should.
West Indian funerals. I mean, look, I will let you know when there is one. Can you imagine doing that? Just there seems to be research this funeral. I mean,
there seems to be a translucent boy at our funeral. What's going on here?
I mean, look, in all seriousness, my family are very mixed. So there's always obviously there's a mixture of white and sort of British, Jamaican, Guyanese, Trinidad, whatever, you know, whichever islands people are from. But so yeah, that's a lot of my experience. But I also come from my mum's northern, so I've been to the, you know, my family funerals, and I've got to say, like I say, white Christian based funerals always seem, and of course it depends on the circumstances. You know, I'm trying to think, have I been? Yeah, there's been a few tragic deaths in my family, a couple. So that's, you know, it's very difficult, but you know, get to a situation where you can have a moment with laughter or celebrating someone's life when it's so tragic. But there is, I mean, my family personally have got a good dark sense of humour, I would say.
Yeah,
good
perfect.
Northern dark sense of humour. And I like the bits where someone says something funny and you laugh, even if the person's taking their life or some awful things that happen when people die. Yeah. Which is
so like on the stand, doing the delivering eulogies, etc. Yeah.
Or something slightly awkward, embarrassing they shouldn't say. You know, it's sort of, I think at my funeral, I'd rather it be that way or something like that happen, because it can be so heavy and so, you know, kind of, and God and you've got to, you want your funeral in the church, you've got to sort of play along with a bit of the Christian, you know, you've got to do negotiation, even if you don't, well, you've got to have two hymns, you know, sort of deal. So yeah, that's mine. I've got a mixed kind of experience of funeral.
And you mentioned at my funeral, this is a podcast based around the idea that egotistically we feel a little bit like we fantasize. I certainly have fantasized about my own funeral. How much thought have you given to your own?
Quite a lot. I can be one of those throughout my life, especially you know, I've you know, had my moments of depression and stuff like that, you know. And, you know, times, or if you're sort of getting all resentful of people and feeling sorry for yourself. I've had some sort of, you know, moments like that in my life. And they're the times maybe where I'll be like, yeah, well, my fucking funeral. She's not coming and he's going to be really upset. You know, that sort of, I've definitely gone there.
Thank God. I thought that was only me. I thought that was only me. Because
Hospital bed dying as well.
Yes,
I've had.
Of course. Right, because a lot of people.
Witch cunts aren't coming.
Yeah. Witch cunts aren't coming. Yeah.
Sam's been straight to the point there.
About naming people. There's one person in particular. There's two, actually. I'm not going to name them, actually.
No, don't name names.
But I won't name names.
You can tell us after.
Is it to assume for that to be such a big thing that you'd imagine, I don't want you at my funeral, they have to have treated you in a particularly bad way, really?
I just really don't like them. And it would be a nice little sort of, to have it especially like written in your will. It's so petty, isn't it?
Yeah.
I might do it, though. Yeah. I don't have a will, actually. I should really, because I've got kids and I'm older.
That's our new podcast. What's your will? First guest, Lisa Morris.
So you're getting fuck all. There's two people in particular I really wouldn't want there. That's about it. I'd want all my exes there to cry over me and stuff.
So that's a really good point, because that's a question we've asked pretty much everyone. In my viewpoint of my own, bizarrely, I have a viewpoint of my own funeral, despite not being religious, of it being in pews and there being one pew for all my exes. Mm. Have you ever got a vision of yours? You've said them crying. How you want it to be.
To be fair, for a start, it isn't all my, as if, oh, my exes who've sort of been horrible to me. It's not that. So there's some that maybe I haven't been great with as well.
A little bit, I'll be honest.
So I don't...
Who's listening to this?
I know, right? I don't know if anybody... Yeah, I'll send it to them all. I'd like to think in a nice way that they'd want to come and say goodbye and have nice memories of me and whatnot, you know, when I die in a bizarre lawn mowing accident, whatever it is that I die of.
And has it ever crossed your mind how old do you think you'll be when you die, when this, when this funeral might take place, and how might you die?
I do think about this stuff.
Don't tell your kids to listen to this, obviously.
I know, right? I do think about this stuff. I do, and I have thought about it. So at the moment, I'm judging it by relatives, right? By sort of the sort of general kind of age that they seem to have been passing. And as you do or don't know, and I think supposedly our generation, or people, actually, I don't know how old you guys are. In mine,
40, late 30s. For
late
me.
30s. So I'm the old cow here. So in my 40, in your 40s. So I suppose my generation are living up until sort of people living up to their 90s now. It's going into more the hundreds as well. Mm. So who knows where this is going to go? Mm. You know, 100.
Yeah.
120. You know, it's kind of like getting hot. I don't know Dart where score. We're going with this, right? So to answer your question, I'm hoping. My family, sort of that generation, my mum and my uncles and aunts, they're sort of all around their 70s, 80s. So I'm hoping to go for the 90s. Yeah. I've cut smoking out, apart from socially. I live quite healthily these days.
That's not cutting smoking out.
The thing is, I don't go out that much.
I've stopped doing heroin except
just
for
Sundays.
Three times a week.
Let's not talk about the heroin. Yeah. That's preserving me. I kind of feel like I'm but you just never know. My dad's side, my birth father, I don't know that I didn't really grow up with him, so I don't really know. I think he's the one with the dodgy shit as far as, like, you know, maybe some of the physical side of things, like heart, I don't know. But actually, he's 80 and he looks pretty good. Yeah. He looks 70, my real dad. So he's 80 and he's crack. I mean, he's still jumping on horses in Jamaica and running about, so.
Have you ever given any thought to, I don't know if this is maybe more of a, an American thing, and maybe this comes off the back of me having watched the film My Girl when I was young, and Dan Aykroyd played the Undertaker. But have you given any thought to what you'd like to be dressed in, or whether you want your makeup and stuff done when you're in your casket?
I know this is going to sound like I'm doing this just for the effect, but I really would like to do this because I'd like to have quite a ridiculous funeral. I don't know if I have the balls to do it. If I'm really old and I die really old, I'd like to do these things because I just think it would
be
fucking funny.
It is up to you, though. Like, literally what you write in your will.
I think I'd have an open casket and just a mad clown face or something.
Krusty the Clown.
Yeah, so people come up and you look in and can you imagine if someone's got fucking clown makeup all over their face?
Eyes popped open.
There's another thing, maybe there's an artist on Instagram, there's maybe a few people that do it, but you know that they do this extraordinary makeup where they transform their faces into like Michael Jackson. It's incredible. I don't know if you've seen it.
No.
It's incredible. The shading. Have you seen some of them?
And
she's a woman. She makes herself look from Barry White to Michael Jackson to whoever. And it just looks exactly like it. And maybe someone just absolutely bizarre. Their face completely. Just a freak. Can you imagine people
in
coming
which case
up
then?
Not knowing and just sort of leaving? I think
who would you be?
I need to think about that. I'm trying to think. Maybe an option like something really weird, like Benny Hill or something.
Barry Chuckle,
something like that. You know, something that.
Each time you both say Barry, I think you're both going to say Barry Moore.
I'm like, oh no,
Michael Barrymore.
Michael Barrymore would be horrific. That's too horrific.
But I think my vision then of your funeral then is that your coffin has to be slightly raised so they can't see it as they're walking up.
100%.
So as they get close,
sort of deeper down,
get up to the coffin and they see Barry Chuckle.
You have to try not to laugh.
And they see
I don't like
Barry Chuckle.
Sam can have that, but who could it be? I mean, I don't know. But I like the clown face thing really more than anything else. I just think it would be so ridiculous.
And in which case, would your kids be in on that before?
I'd have to let the kids in, I think.
Yeah. And how will they react when they hear that that's your plan?
I don't know. I think they might
be like, oh, Mom, not again.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Some would probably do it to me if I didn't do it myself anyway. Yeah. He'd probably just do that and draw a clown face on me anyway. My daughter, I don't know. She's got a good sense of humour. She might like it.
Hilarious. I think that's the greatest answer we've had
so far.
So no interest in being cryogenically frozen. Any ideas of future life beyond the afterlife?
Do you know, I don't want... my narcissism isn't to that sort of degree.
Mine is.
Is yours? Would you like to?
I've thought about. I mean, I saw the film. I saw the film Demolition Man when I was young, and I was like, I could see myself being pulled out.
I'd rather be like sort of Samantha Morton in that film with Tom Cruise, where she's like a pod thing in some sort of like weird suit and sort of tubes coming out. Maybe something like that.
It's your funeral. You can make this stuff happen
in weird syrupy sort of preserving sort of you know fluid or something like that. Maybe
you can live your future here.
But what I definitely do want, and I say this, I want to be buried because I think we should be. I just think we need to study each other and sort of going forward. It's like, what are we going to do if everyone's just burnt and cremated and there's nothing to dig up and kind of go, oh my God, look what they used to wear 1,000 years ago. And, you know, oh, they had dogs. We do now.
Have your bones studied.
I mean, we already know that anyway. It's not like, what would they discover? But I don't, you know what I mean? Maybe in some way, what if there's sort of some kind of life in 2,000 years and they can dig things and discover things? I think we should give the future, which I don't think there is any, by the way, everyone. I think it's all going to end soon. But anyway, I think
study my non-existent future bones.
Let's just be deluded by the idea that humans are going to exist longer than another fucking 100 years. Let's just delude ourselves that might happen. I'm just kidding out there. It was all going to be fine.
I think she's right.
But yeah, so you can see what I'm getting at. I think we should be. I've often said that. I think we should be buried. I think people should find sites and kind of like, you know, dig up and kind of like what you're wearing and stuff like that. I don't know.
As Sam always says, there's no room for anyone to be buried anymore.
You know what they're doing in South Korea? Is there's no room, so they get you like
stack you up.
No, what they're doing is they get you cremate you, and then they put your ashes into these beads, and they sort of fire them into these beads. They kind of look like anal beads.
Oh, yeah, like kind of. How do you know, Sam?
I don't want to go.
I've been to your house. But yeah.
Can I come round?
Yeah,
yeah. But they like you get turned into listen, I've not really researched this, but as far as I know, you get turned into anal beads in South Korea.
I have a relative who's got my uncle in a. You can get them. You get that into a ring. So there's like little stones they can make from your ashes to put into jewelry and stuff. People are doing that here.
Imagine if you lost it though.
Yeah, I know. I think the pressure of that is quite intense, isn't it?
Yeah, it'd be awful.
I like, but then I suppose you don't use all the ashes, so you just use a bit. If you lose it, you always make another one. Yeah.
Wait,
right?
So who's wearing your uncle on her hand then?
My lovely cousin Alison, my uncle Danny. She's got. I think she got. Was it for her? She got. So it's quite nice. It's not as weird as it sounds. It's just literally looks like a nice marble type, and they put it in the thing. And I suppose it's quite tribal. I like that. It's not as weird, I think, as we think.
No, there's something
it might
nice
be.
About
there's
that.
There's something tribal and nice about that, you know.
And do you know what it reminds me of, though? Do you remember when Billy Bob Thornton and Angelina Jolie were going out and they were wearing vials of each other's blood around their necks?
It's that sort of thing, isn't it? Mm. I mean, that's slightly more gothic. I'd have been into that in my 20s, and now it's a bit silly, isn't it?
But to me, with that, it's like
falling open, smashing that when you're in a club or something, blood everywhere.
To me, that works out as long as you stay together.
Yeah.
But if you don't stay together and then. Is she still wearing that with Brad Pitt? Surely not.
When I was like about 7, my dog died, and I cut some of its fur off.
I wonder what you're going to say. Cut its what off? Yeah. Oh God, what's he going to say?
I cut some of her fur off before she got buried, and my dad buried her in the garden. And I got carried it around with me for about 3 months.
Yeah,
in like my school, cute. My jeans pocket.
That's really cute. But
a bit
weird. See that? It's not weird though. I don't think it is. Yeah. I think it's not. I think like, can you imagine? You know, native tribes, for example, they kind of. Feathers and they put all sorts of parts. It was all the similar things, and I like stuff like that. I'm a bit of a sort of witch like that. No, I'm a bit of a secret witch. I'd say.
No, I
don't like
that.
To admit it.
I get that.
Much.
It's like there's an element of romanticism about that kind of stuff and feeling spiritually close to things. I totally understand
for that reason. You know, it's kind of whether it's all bollocks or not. I mean, maybe it is.
But equally, more hilariously. I really love the thought of Sam in his little school with his dog's hair in his pocket. Don't wash my trousers, Mum!
Or the mum washes the trousers. Yeah. And
so weird. That was a strange child.
Digging it up to get more.
Yeah.
Sorry, dog.
Your uncle ring, let's call it your uncle ring story,
uncle
reminded
Danny.
Me of when my nana died. The only thing she'd apparently said in her will was to give me and my brother a signet ring. Now, my nana was very much from Liverpool, and
I think in
Liverpool, boys wearing signet rings was probably quite a thing, but my dad, who was in charge of it all, I remember he took us out to the breakfast club just to get some food and was like, now, nana just said she wanted you both to have a signet ring engraved with her initials.
With her initials?
Yeah, it's like quite
a
big ring that always has like almost like a flat top.
I like signet rings. They're quite posh as well, you know.
I think they're coming back in, but especially at this time, they were just not in.
Yeah.
They were just not in.
At the time, yeah.
At the time. And my dad was just like, yeah, so she, Nana said she'd like you both to have a signet ring with her initials engraved. So I thought, not sure about that, so here's 500 quid each. Do whatever you want. And he was right. He was dead right at the time.
With the initials thing is slightly weird. Mm. I like that she did it, and yeah. I don't know what the thing it was, but when you're out, I mean, actually, a boy a certain age would probably choose to do that. So I could see one of my kids doing something like that. Mm-hmm. It's different times, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, totally. Totally.
Younger, sort of maybe yours to yours, but my kids would be sort of find it cool to have the, I think younger generation are a bit more, and grandparents are a bit different. They're younger and cooler and whatnot, right?
But let me play devil's advocate again here, Lisa, and just say, now, you say your kids might like that, but that or the £500 cash.
Or both, probably. No,
yeah, probably both. We mentioned a bit earlier about the brilliant Caribbean-style wakes that you've been to.
Yeah.
Is that what you would have for yours? Have you thought about your
100%
wake?
100%, definitely would mix that in. You know, party. I want weird music kind of coming in and out and whatnot.
Would any of the music played either at the funeral or at the wake be your own music?
No.
Sure.
I wouldn't have my own music. I'd maybe record a secret weird cover or me doing some weird voiceover thing and make them play it and no one's heard it. And it would be, I don't know what, either a song or just saying some weird shit. Yeah.
If you're getting buried, you could do Going Underground by The Jam.
Could do that.
That's but what I feel this podcast is all about, these things.
And also talk about everyone that, you know, will be there, like, mum, you da da da, you know, for all your, but something nice. And I know you're here, Dave, you were always a bit of a cunt. And I just wanted to tell you that.
What are you wearing?
You know, and I know you'll be wearing whatever. You'll be getting all the attention, so-and-so. So something like that. Sort of stuff like that. And hopefully make everyone laugh a bit. Because the tragedy of passing.
Good.
Of me passing.
Good. That's what we want to hear. And I think the most important question in this podcast, will it be a free bar?
Yeah. I'd hope so. I mean, I hope I've got the money to sort of...
I was going
to
say, are you saving up in advance?
Yeah, that's something you should save for, isn't it? To get everyone royally pissed.
Absolutely.
Bring a bottle. Can you imagine? It's sort of funeral invitation.
A lot of funerals, though, Sam says, is a lot of funerals are, like, you know, they put a little bit behind the bar and then next thing you know, you're paying. You know,
yeah.
Maybe you'll get a couple of free drinks.
I think is this one of the questions? Sorry, I'm answering them before I'm even getting
asked. No, go for it.
So the wake... Where would I do that? I've got a really favourite pub. Sorry, that's not very grammatically correct. There's a pub of mine that's an absolute favourite in Archway called The Boogaloo.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I love that pub.
Very good pub.
It's a great pub. And you, the thing is, you've got to choose somewhere where you know, this is all, you know, there's venues, aren't there, in the world. People walk in and instantly it's like game on. No matter what it looks like, even necessarily.
Yeah,
it's
party
just
time.
The vibe, right? Or you can go into the nicest, aesthetically beautiful venues and they're just shit. There's no... Right, but Boogaloo's got the magic, and I'd quite like the idea of everyone just getting absolutely fucked up in the Boogaloo and having a good old dance, DJs, food, just a lot. You know,
I'm coming.
You can come,
Sam. I could imagine your funeral being at the Boogaloo as well. That kind of place.
I'm not having one.
You're not having one.
Okay,
oh,
but
what, are you not having a funeral then? You're one of them miserable bastards. That's not fair on anyone
else.
My dad says that.
I just
want
to be like
him.
Thrown to the lions in London Zoo and like be torn apart.
You've got to have a party to celebrate. My dad says this. He's really annoying. He's like, I don't want anything. I'm like, it's not about you. It's about everyone left behind. But everyone says that though, don't they? But I suppose it's your right.
Anyone can do whatever they want. I won't be there, so it's fine. But
give us an excuse to have a fucking party, Sam.
You don't need an excuse. You're always partying.
Well, that's true. But Sam, I want an extra excuse.
Give it a bit more gravitas.
I just lost my co-host.
Yeah. Well, parties that you can cry at, right?
Have you thought about whether you'll have a headstone, gravestone? And if so, what would you have written
100%.
On it?
100%. So I think, please wear a mask and wash your hands.
I mean, if you were to die this year, that would be the perfect thing to have on your...
I mean, funnily enough, I mean, Spanish flu happened, didn't it? And no one ever... it wasn't passed on to anyone. You don't hear any of your relatives going, my mum used to tell... Why don't people talk about this sort of thing happened? I'm getting a bit off subject here, but it happened. It's like, are we going to move on from this? No one ever talks about it or mentions it. Do you know what I mean? Like I say, if I did have that on my gravestone in 30 years, 30 years, 50 years, 60, then, you know, people went, what the fuck does that mean? No, so I wouldn't have that. Let me think, what would I... Oh... I can't come up with anything.
Do you think it's something that maybe you'd let your children decide? Or like, would it be like... So, because you see a lot of gravestones that are like, you know, a beloved mother, grandmother...
I mean, I think I'd probably like along the lines of like mother, bit of a twat, you know.
Yeah, something
cunty,
a bit funny.
But nice. and very funny, or something like that.
Social
it would be.
Smoker.
I'd want something like social smoker,
smoker
but live till 95.
Yeah,
you fuck
know.
You.
Lisa, yeah. What's come across from this to me is that you've given a lot of this some thought, but also you haven't written this down. you know, this podcast now is going to be your will, basically.
Oh
and
God,
your children are going to have to listen to this.
Yeah.
And hopefully leave us a comment and a rating on Apple Podcasts.
I see. My son can be quite, you know, he probably, he's got a dark sense of humor, I think. But I don't know how he'd feel about it. I'll ask them how they feel about listening to my, I don't think they'll mind because we're talking about me dying when I'm very old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's fine when I'm a nana and a great nana and hopefully and all that stuff. Yeah. Don't ever want to be a nana, actually. But anyway, let's not go there.
Oh, yeah, that's a different thing.
So, yeah, I think that would be something like that on my headstone. And it would be, I want some kind of like, I don't want it to be a headstone. So I want some sort of
tomb.
Maybe like me, you know, but with sort of, you know.
A statue.
A statue of me. A lovely friend of mine that passed, she, too tragic for me to go into what happened because I don't want to, you know, but she died a long time ago, too young. And anyway, she has a beautiful, someone made a head thing for her. She doesn't have a traditional stone. She's got a beautiful grave and she was buried in a casket. And yeah, she's got a nice, it's really nice. But to say it myself sounds really narcissistic, but I think it would be nice
That's
for
fine.
Your family or kids to, and I don't know what stage it would be. It wouldn't be granny me. So maybe the best, there's a beautiful photo of you that the family have where they can have, and it would be nice, I think. I'd like to see that. It'd be odd if it was I'm laughing. The idea is graveyards that were just full of like headstones of people. Like statues of people, that'd be quite weird, wouldn't it?
It would, it'd be good though.
And if all of them were of them just before they died when they were 95, it's just like people in bed, yeah.
It'd be good if like their eyes lit up at night as well.
Yeah.
Why don't they
so
do
it's
that?
Sort of like, yeah. A fountain totally coming out of the nose or the mouth or whatever.
They should totally do that. We're coming towards the end, Lisa. You've been an amazing guest. Couple more questions. Mm-hmm. Have you given any thought to who, you mentioned those eulogies earlier. Given any thought to who you'd want to be standing up at your funeral, you know, giving the important final readings of your life? Readings or poems, or maybe they're playing songs. You're a musician.
That stuff is really nice, isn't it? For, I'm thinking about who's young, who would be around to do that.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, let's not worry about that. Whoo! I mean, look, she's a bit older than me, but you never know. I'd love Chaka Khan to come and do a couple of tunes at my funeral. I mean, it's, you know, I don't know if I could pull that off.
She'll pull off Ain't Nobody for you.
Yes, it's my favourite song. So, yeah, maybe if Chaka came, I'd love her to come sing at my funeral. She's a bit older than me, but...
Doesn't matter. Chaka's
doesn't
there.
Doesn't matter. And who would speak? I think my kids, I guess.
Yeah.
My son would say something really awful and inappropriate, which would be funny.
Yeah.
My daughter, she's not a big public speaker. I don't know if at that point she will be. I don't think she'd want to. Actually, I don't think she would do it. And do I know anyone really funny that I know? You two, you could come and do something, couldn't
you? Oh, we're up for that, don't you? If you don't mind us doing a live recording from there.
Yeah, you can imagine this sort of setup at a funeral. Just be anything inappropriate like that would be fine with me.
The awkward bit will be at the beginning where we're desperately trying to set up our tech and making everyone wait for the funeral to start just because we can't get our mics to work.
I'm going to be there just checking out that everyone's done everything you've asked for.
And for the food and the Caribbean
and
vibes.
Food, yeah, and for Chaka Khan.
Just make sure people have thrown plenty. I don't really like weed that much. I like the cannabis oil, but I don't. But I'm up for having people throwing it on there.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, I know you're coming to an end, but I'm going to say I'd really love to have the Benny Hill theme music as well.
Right.
That's perfect.
Can you imagine it?
Like the chasing music.
Or even just someone with a violin. The sort of classic Benny Hill
well,
music.
Well, that's got to be while your coffin's coming down the aisle, I think.
100%.
Really quickly.
That's beautiful.
Really, people trying not to walk quickly with it to the music. Trying to sort of...
Excellent. Okay, and final question, Lisa. We ask all our guests this. How do you want to be remembered?
Oh, my God. How do I want to be remembered? I mean, you know... someone who just says it how it is.
Nice.
You know, honest, straightforward.
Heckles racist.
Heckles racist, didn't take any shit, and just, that's kind of thing, I guess.
That's the way to be.
Is that a bit boring? But
no, that's brilliant.
I think
she's a bit of a cunt sometimes, but she was all right.
Yeah,
that sort of thing.
The best ones are, though, aren't they?
We've already got that on your gravestone, so don't worry, that's all right. She's
been a bit of a sometimes. Cunt.
Bit cunty, but
fantastic.
Really great.
Lisa, where can our audience hear some of your work? What would you like to point them towards?
Oh, this is where you get to promote yourself.
Yes, go for your life.
Ooh. I have nothing. No, I'm kidding. I have this thing with Rhodium... Media Roadworks. If you're listening out there, please have a look at them on Instagram. If you're on Instagram and Twitter, probably Facebook as well, I think, and check out what they do. That would be really good if you could do that out there. And I've got some new stuff on Spotify, some new songs I've done lately.
Brilliant.
So have a look.
Is that Lisa in lockdown stuff Spotify. You've done in lockdown or?
Just before one is and another one, it was kind of in lockdown, yes, fantastic. In COVID times. So maybe go and check out some of my new tunes.
We can do that now.
Yeah. Bit of house music, bit of a 90s vibe house music.
Oh my God, so good.
I mean, I'm rave in the kitchen to it.
I'm a Spotify DJ guy at the party, so at any party I'm at, I'm always just sat there on the Spotify DJ.
Get me on.
So I will definitely put you on. Thank you so much for coming on. It's been
Thanks
brilliant.
Thanks so much, Lisa.
You've been one of our most fun guests. You've really embraced
it. Say that to everyone.
No, I'm really not, because a lot of people that we've had guests. So I'll say, so have you fantasized about your own funeral? And they're like, no. I'm glad we got you
Why
here.
Why are you here?
I'm glad we got you here. Yeah. Guys at home, please do subscribe to It's Your Funeral. Drop us a comment and a rating on Apple Podcasts if that's where you're listening to. And send us, as I said at the beginning, any of your funny funeral stories. The email address again is podit'syourfuneral@gmail.com. Please follow Sam at VomCruz on Instagram and have a listen to my other podcast, Almost Famous. And thank you once again for listening to It's Your Funeral. We'll speak to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.